Cadeau and Timothy Tiger stood side by side, with Hammy perched on his favorite spot on Cadeau's head. They watched wistfully as BJ cycled away into the gathering twilight, his figure growing smaller and dimmer in the distance. The little bear heaved a tiny sigh, his round shoulders slumping slightly.
How many times must we say goodbye to our friends? I who have nothing.
His tiny blue ears drooped dejectedly. But then, he perked up a little bit.
I still have Hammy and Titi, and I will go home.
That thought made him feel ever so much happier that he twiddled his toes quite cheerfully.
Let's find a place to sleep tonight and go to where the twinkling lights are tomorrow, okay?
Cadeau picked up the bundle that BJ had carefully repacked, which contained Hammy's piano and emergency rations, such as biscuits and slightly squished peanut butter sandwiches. Being taller than Titi by a hair's breadth and definitely bigger than Hammy, the baby bear rather considered it his duty to carry their travel gear. And Hammy too, of course. The three young companions finally decided on a warm, comfy space under the roots of a huge chestnut tree that stood like a sentry against the night sky. The ever-fastidious Hammy tossed out a few chestnuts which cluttered the cozy alcove. Titi and Cadeau untied their food bundle and spread out the small towel on the earthy floor. Yawning tiredly, Bear, Hamster and Tiger Cub snuggled down for the night. Cadeau dreamt that he was back at home. The sweet smell of the earth reminded him of the newly turned soil in his sunflower patch. The low, gentle murmur of the leaves rustling overhead painted vivid memories of many wonderful picnics in the woods with his mama and Fufu. As he slept in a world of lost happy moments, a tiny tear escaped from under his shut eyelids and plopped wetly on Hammy's nose. The hamster brushed away the tear and, taking care not to wake the bear, cuddled more closely to Cadeau, hoping that the little action would in its own way comfort the tiny bear. Our brave adventurers were up and about bright and early, eager to see what the new day would bring. They shared the remainder of the peanut butter sandwiches, but saved the biscuits. Under Hammy's disapproving tut-tutting, Titi and Cadeau cleaned themselves with a few vigorous shakes. Cadeau reasoned amiably with the hamster.
Mama will give us all a good scrub when we find her, so it's okay, Hammy.
The unconvinced hamster sniffed, but it was really such a lovely day that very soon he couldn't help smiling again. Titi scampered ahead, keeping a sharp lookout for possible signs of danger. Cadeau cheerfully settled the chirpy Hammy on his shoulder and, picking up their now much smaller travel pack, trotted quickly after the Tiger Cub. Well, I'm sure you know how it is when you're in excellent company. Time passed swiftly and before long, the youngsters found themselves walking down the streets of the town. And how different it was from the places they'd been to before. The streets were clean, and even though people looked busy, they also smiled and greeted each other.
Hello, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, very well.
The cheery atmosphere triggered a vague memory in the little bear.
I think, oh, this is where I live, you know. It looks like it. Only, I don't remember where.
Before Titi and Hammy could reply, all three were bowled over by a ball of black and brown fur.
Oh, sorry folks, out of my way.
Get away!
The dog streaked past and turned the corner at lightning speed. Huffing along behind it came a tall, thin man, swinging a net and gasping breathlessly.
Come back here! Come back here, you mangy stray!
A mischievous gleam glittered in Timothy Tiger's eye.
Tee-hee! I don't think he's gonna catch that dog running like that. Tee-hee!
Kato grinned, rubbing his backside gingerly where he had sat down rather suddenly. An idea popped into his head, making Hammy squeak in alarm.
Oh, no you don't, Kato! Not another of your little ideas!
Come on, Hammy. She didn't mean to knock us down. Let's see if we can help her.
Cajoled Kato, making his eyes go round and pleading, a warm fuzzy expression which he knew the hamster couldn't resist.
Oh, all right. And how do you know it's a she?
Hammy scrambled hastily onto Cadeau's shoulder, gripping tightly as the bear and Timothy Tiger ran after the dog. The three friends dashed into a narrow alley where they could hear a cacophony of furious shouts and bold barking. Rounding the corner, they pulled up short at the sight that greeted them. The skinny man was wrapped around a lamppost, desperately trying not to lose his grip. Every now and then, he flailed a leg wildly, kicking out at the muzzles nipping at his ankles. The muzzles belonged to about 20 dogs of varying sizes, breeds, and colors. The tallest was a Great Dane, which seemed to take a particular delight in standing on his hind legs and grabbing a muzzleful of the poor man's trousers.
Help! Get off your feet! Go away! Help! Help!
Kato saw how frightened the man was and felt sorry for him. Patting Hammy, who was still perched safely on his shoulder, he asked,
Hammy, do you see that dog that ran past us?
Hammy stretched as tall as he could and scanned the surrounding chaos.
Yes! Right over there, at the edge of all the ruckus. Such undignified going-ons.
Kato scooped up Hammy and handed him carefully to Timothy Tiger, whose eyes were round with amusement, his tail twitching in anticipation of joining the fray at some stage.
Look after Hammy, Titi.
Kato scampered around the dogs, dodging to and fro, until he reached the dog that started it all, the one that seemed to be the ringleader. She sat quietly, enjoying the scene before her. A broad grin stretched her muzzle wide, displaying a set of sparkling white teeth and a healthy pink tongue. She turned her head as Kato trotted up to her, waving a tiny blue paw to attract her attention.
Oof! Hello! Aren't you the bear I ran into just now?
Barked the dog cheerfully. She stood up, wagged her tail, and sniffed inquisitively at the little bear.
Sorry about that.
Woof! It's okay, Miss Doggy. Do you think maybe it's time to let that man go?
A flash of something, maybe anger, lit the dog's brown eyes for a moment, then her eyes softened.
I guess you're right. Woof! Guys,
at
time
her
to
signal,
go!
Some of the dogs stopped snapping at the trapped man and ran off, disappearing into the surrounding alleys. Soon, only the Great Dane remained below the lamppost, growling lazily to remind the visibly shaken man not to move.
Thanks, Ding. See ya. Woof, woof.
The dog jumped up, turned to go, then drawled.
You there, little bear. You and your friends better come with me too. Unless you want that bad man to catch you when he comes down.
Kato waved his friends over, and together they followed the dog as she darted and wove a path through a seemingly endless network of small streets. She lopped along swiftly, often doubling back on her tracks before heading off at a different tangent. Even Titi, who was used to complicated routes and trails, lost his sense of direction. Hammy chittered in protest, but Kato nodded reassuringly and motioned to them to continue the headlong flight with the dog. After what seemed like a long time, the dog finally slowed down. She trotted up a quiet, tree-lined street to a low wooden gate painted a bright yellow. Behind the gate, the friends could see a small garden and a moderately large red brick house. The dog jumped up and scrabbled at the top of the gate and leapt down.
It's safe here.
Titi jumped over the gate easily. Kato climbed over, not without some difficulty, as his little round tummy almost got him stuck at the top. He knelt down on the other side and grinned encouragingly at Hammy, who squeezed reluctantly through the gate bars. The four companions flopped down gratefully on the cool grass in the garden and spent the next few minutes recovering their breath. The dog rolled on her back in the grass, jumped up, sneezed twice, and sat down again, her tail thumping gently on the ground, head cocked curiously to the right side. She was a pretty dog, about as tall as Kato and twice as long, which meant she was actually a rather small dog. Her coat was a silky black on her body and muzzle, and chestnutty brown everywhere else. Intelligent puppy brown eyes peered out from under long slender lashes, and a pair of soft brown ears framed a slim triangular face. Her legs were shorter than the length of her body. Her paws were small and brown, and a long bushy tail completed the compact package. Kato was the first to speak. He wasn't afraid of dogs at all, as his mama and fufa had often allowed him to pet the puppies that sometimes wandered into his garden.
Hiya, I'm Kato. These are my friends, Titi and Hammy.
Woof, my name's Shelly Welly. Pleased to meet all of you.
Shelly Welly went down on all fours and crept slowly towards the little bear and his friends. She lifted the paw and offered it to Kato. Delighted, the baby bear shook it politely. The paw was then offered to and shaken cautiously by both Hammy and Titi. Happy that the formalities were over and she could greet her new friends in true dog fashion, Shelly Welly jumped up and gave Kato an exuberant wet lick on his nose, causing him to giggle from the ticklish sensation. Titi tried to dodge, but the small dog was too quick for him. Slipping under his mock karate guard, she bowled him gently to the ground, wagging her tail cheerfully. But before she could bestow her welcome on Hammy, the aghast hamster held up a tiny paw and said imperiously,
"Halt! Come no further! Refrain from mauling me with your wet, sloppy kisses!"
Startled by the stern command, Shelly Welly paused and again crawled up to the quivering hamster. She quietly laid her head on her paws and looked beseechingly at Hammy, who now stood eye to nose with the dog. She whined, sighed pitifully, and rolled her eyes apologetically. Kato hid his chuckles behind his paw, for he very well knew that his old friend would never be able to resist such a show of subordination. The little bear was absolutely right. After a couple of seconds, the tiny hamster snorted.
"Oh, very well. You may touch my paw,
door. He gingerly reached out and quickly patted Shelly Welly on the nose. The happy dog woofed in delight and gambolled in small circles around her newfound friends, who chuckled merrily at her antics. The clear ringing of a bell sounded from the red brick house. Before Kato, Hermy, and Titi could hide, the front door sprang open and a dozen chattering and laughing children spilled out into the small garden. A chorus of voices shouted happily, and soon a little band of friends was surrounded by the children, who took turns to hug and kiss Shelly Welly. The small dog lapped up the attention, wagging her tail furiously to show the children that she was equally pleased to see them.
Woof woof! Don't be afraid!
She woofed to Kato, who had quickly gathered Hammy into his paws and scampered out of the boisterous children's way. Titi struck a defensive martial pose in front of the bear, ready to protect his friends.
This is the orphanage, and these kids are my friends. They won't hurt you. Woof woof!